Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. How are you on this evening? Someone's on the line. Please put your phone on mute because we have a lot of feedback from you. So we're going to just get ready for the service on tonight. I thank God for all of you all that's taking time out to share your time with us with the program we have for you tonight. Seeming that it's the day after Thanksgiving, we know some people are still eating leftovers. I know I was. I'm your host on the night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And as I was saying, I've been eating leftovers all day long. I've been enjoying my leftovers because we know when the seasoning sits in the food, it tastes even better on the next day. And I know some of you all probably were out shopping for the sales they have for today and call yourself saving with money. But how many of us know the money we save, we thought we end up spending it on something else anyway? So we want to just thank God for this opportunity to come together for another Thanksgiving for this year, for 2020, even though we have been through whatever we have been through this year, the great losses, the great blessings, whatever it is that God had us to go through, it's only a test for us to reach the next level that he has for us. So on tonight, excuse me, our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. I'm so excited because I want to see what God has put in his mouth for us tonight, because I know that the man of God has been enjoying family, which we were taught that Thanksgiving is giving thanks to God as well as enjoying our family, because God had gave us family, which means a lot to God. So let me see if the prophet is on the line. Prophet, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, well, due to what we're going to go through, I'm going to ask you, do you want me to pray, or are you praying for the open up the service on tonight?
If you would do that for me, that would be great. I'm just still getting a few things set up.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody, while we're waiting on the prophet to get set, I want you to grab your Bibles, your pad, pens, pencil, and paper. If you need to set up something that you can record this on, please do so at this time. But let's just take time out. Please put the forks down, the cups of water, juice, pop, whatever you got going on. Put it down and just join with me in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another chance. We thank you for another day. We thank you for the ability to come before you, O God, and ask you for forgiveness, to ask you for to forgive us of every sin we have committed. God, we don't want to start a day off without coming before you, asking you for forgiveness, whether we know that we have done a sin or we are not even aware that we have done a sin or done some sinning on this day. For God, we want you to bless our mouths, forgive our mouths. We want you to bless our ears, open up our ears. We want you to bless our eyes and keep them from roaming. God, we want you to open our eyes that we may see things the way you see it, that we may look upon things in the spirit of Christ, that we will look upon it as we pray. God, we just want to say thank you for being God. Thank you for allowing us to have family time, having family get together. Thank you for allowing us or someone to bring us something to eat for Thanksgiving. Bless us for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the roofs over our head, oh God. Thank you for the vehicles that we were able to get around in and on, even if it's our feet. God, thank you for allowing us to move around. Thank you for the ability, God, that you have done concerning us. Thank you for our jobs. Thank you for our health and strength. Thank you for everything, God, that we could come before you and give thanks. God, most of all, thank you for letting us be in our right mind. God, bless those that's in need right now, that need your angels to come and minister to them, to minister your word to them, God, that they will bring your word back to you, oh God. We're just asking you, Lord, to forgive us for everything, not even acknowledging you on this Thanksgiving. God, for we know that every day is new. Every day is new mercies. God, we ask you for your mercy day in and day out, all day long. God, we pray and ask you for your mercy. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you and thank you. I'm going to end this prayer with an amen. And everybody else that needs to keep praying while the word of God is going forth. Grab a hold to the mercy seat. Grab a hold to the altar and put whatever it is you have on the altar on the altar, whether it's your health, whether it's your mindset, whether it's your heart, whether it's your family, your loved ones, your finance. Put it all on the altar before God, because God said there's nothing too hard for him. He said he knows what you need before you ask. He just wants you to come to him and ask. But remember, there's a requirement. When you're living under the word of God, living by the word of God, when you're looking for God to bless you, we know he reigns on the just as well as the unjust, but there's instructions. God is not a sugar daddy. He is our heavenly Father that we can call daddy. And in those words and these sayings, I believe and trust them, and I say amen in Jesus' name. Amen. So, man of God, is in your hands. At any time you're ready, the service is in your hands.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. I very much so appreciate that. Just had to get a few things set up because, as a woman of God said, we were spending time with family. We had to make some adjustments and also go ahead and get a couple people around home. And sometimes that happens. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for what God is doing and what God is saying. Please do me a favor. Please, by all means, share and like in this. I'm grateful to God for what he's doing. Grateful for this Thanksgiving season. Many folks didn't make it. You know what I mean? Many people feel like they may not have anything to even be thankful for. But God has been good to us all in everything. And so we're grateful for what he has done. We're thankful for what he's doing. And so I want to jump in really, really hard because the Lord shared some things with me. And I was having a conversation with someone this week, and they began to share some experiences with me. And as the woman of God began to share with me, she began to share what the Lord shared with her. And as she began to talk, the Lord brought it back to me, maybe about a day or so after that. And it was so revelational. And so I want to share that with you about dealing with low-level fruit, all right? And I know the woman of God prayed, but we're going to pray again just for the sake of those who are on Facebook live and those who are on Blog Talk. I always pray before I share the word. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Father, I pray tonight that we have ears to hear and our hearts to receive, the will to obey, and Father, even the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Father, speak with clarity tonight. Let your glory be revealed. Father, I pray that you open up the way clear that we cannot make a mistake. And Father, I pray tonight that they not hear me if they hear you, that they not see me if they see you. Say what only you can say. Do what only you can do, and touch what only you can reach. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming on. Do me a favor once again, like and share and like. We're looking for God just to show us something. I want to go real quickly to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17, we'll start at verse number 1. It says, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram. By thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee the exceeding fruitful and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thy seed, and after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto them, and to thy seed after thee. I will give thee unto thee, and to the seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. I want to jump down to verse number 15. And God said unto Abraham, as to Sarah his wife, thou shalt not be called Sarai, but thou shalt be called Sarah, shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless thee, and ye shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And then Abram fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful. And I will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and he shall make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, and Sarah shall bear unto me, Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. So if you notice in between there, is there the prophecy of Isaac was already done. And so Abraham felt some type of way, because the Lord is already blessed. Abraham felt some type of way about the Lord saying to him at 100 years old that you would bear a child, and my wife who was 90 would bear a child. And so you'll find out that sometimes what God is saying to you and what God has promised to you almost seems impossible. And sometimes I've noticed that God will give you an impossible promise to test your faith. And one of the reasons why Abraham was the father of faith is because God would ask of him to do things that almost seemed outright outlandish. And I'm saying to someone, even while I'm early within this talk and within this sharing, whatever God said to you may seem absolutely impossible, but God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God shares something with you, you stay focused. You make sure that you set your face on what God has said to you. As Apostle Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I press toward the mark. In other words, Paul was saying, I don't have what I'm attempting to get. But with that being said, I keep it moving. And don't you get off track, because what you're desiring to have has not happened yet. And in this year that we've been dealing with, it almost seems as though what you would set out to do always seems to fall through. And the simple thing, but God is trying our faith to say, will you be consistent? You notice later on in the chapters, the Israelites begin to, they made the Ark of the Covenant. And they end up losing the Ark of the Covenant. And they would treat the Ark of the Covenant as if it was some kind of magical thing, because whenever they would walk through with the Ark of the Covenant, they would win those battles. And it wasn't those items. It was the Ark of the Covenant, what it represented. It was covered in gold. It was 45 by 27 by 27 inches. It had 2 rings on the side for poles to go through and to make it portable. It was covered in gold in and out. A pot of manna. So the manna that God gave the Israelites during the time where they were in the wilderness, a pot of that manna was held inside of that. Aaron's rod was in there. And wherever they went, the ark went. And the Israelites fighting without the Ark of the Covenant was a no-no. So they would even take it into battle. Why would you take that gold into battle? It could be damaged. It could be problem. It could be messed up. It could be stolen. But they understood that I'm not going anywhere without covenant, without the promise. I need you to make up in your mind, I'm not going anywhere that promise can't go with me. Well, I'm talking good to myself already. Thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. I'm not going to do anything that I can't do with promise. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. I'm not going to go anywhere where I cannot take promise with me. I'm not going to hang around anybody that I can't hang around promise with. And you got to make up in your mind that wherever I am, whoever I'm around, if promise can't be there, I can't be there. Many times we set our promise to the side. We put things to the side and we put our focus to the side in order to deal with low-level things and low-level people because they don't understand our promise and they don't understand what God said to us. Let me admonish you, don't you dare put your promise on the side for the sake of other people and things. They lost it. They lost the promise at one point in time. We'll come back to that in a minute. Because it's important to me to understand that I got to keep promise with me because God's not a man that he should lie. He's the son of man that he should repent. They didn't have a prayer cloth. They didn't have a chain with a cross going around their chest. They tucked in their pocket, but they had promise. And many of us, we're looking for a sign, and sometimes the sign is simply what God said to you. It may not be a flashing light. It may not be a confirmed word from somebody else. You got to stand on what God said to you. I may not have a sign, but I got a promise. You may not even have anyone to touch and agree with you, but you still have a promise. And even if later on Pharaoh's heart gets hardened, I still got a promise. Through a pandemic, through a stay-at-home order, I still have a promise. And don't you forget that. And notice, God changes Abram's name when he gave him covenant. And many of you still look the same because you have not yet grabbed a hold of the covenant. You still sound the same. You sound old. You look old. You act old. You function old. Hallelujah. Because you haven't grabbed a hold of the promise. The Lord shared with me the other day. He said, you've got to tear down that the old likes, the old dislikes, the old desires, and even the old dispositions. I asked God, and many of you heard me say I've been asking God to sanctify my appetite. And I even begin to ask God as someone I heard say, man of God, I'm even asking God to change my aura. And I said, what do you mean by that? Said, I need to change what's attracted to me. Man, not only do I want to change what I'm attracted to, but I want to change what's attracted to me. I want to change what gravitates to me. I need what God has said to come towards me. Because many times things that God has promised us doesn't come to us because your environment and your surrounding and your aura is not conducive to what God said. And God is not going to cast his pearls before swine. And many times we've got to ask God to wash us through and through and on the outside. Because, yes, your heart desires the things of God, but your environment is not conducive. Your church actions may suggest you want the things of God, but your attitude doesn't. Your consistency doesn't. Your consistent obedience doesn't. So, Lord, I need you to change everything around me and make sure everything in me around me says promise. Thank you, Lord. I hear you talking. God changes Abram's name. Why? Because how you used to be known is not connected to promise. Talk, man. I want everything around me. When you, hallelujah, when you say my name, I need you to hear promise in it. Ooh, God help me, Holy Ghost. I feel like running right there. I need it when you talk to me. Hallelujah, that you understand that from here on out, you've got to deal with me according to the promise that God put in my life. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, is hallelujah. You got to deal with me according to promise. You can't, hallelujah. I wish somebody would type in, you can't deal with me according to my past. You got to deal with me according to my promise. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. My God, you can no longer function with me according to my past. From here on out, you got to talk to me. You got to deal with me. You got to love on me. You got to encourage me. You even got to hate on me based on my promise. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. From here on out, I got whatever you do to me, whatever you say to me, whatever you don't do to me has got to be based on my promise and not my past. Hallelujah. It's got to be based on my promise and not my problem. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. It's got to be based on my promise and not my prognosis. Hallelujah. My God. My actions will not be based on my prognosis, but my promise. Come on. Somebody else type that in for me. My actions will be based on my promise and not my prognosis. Oh, my God, let me calm down. I feel like running right there. My God, somebody needs to hear. I hear you. I got to say it again. Make up in your mind that from here on out, what I do is based on my promise and not my prognosis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Because I can't leave that alone. Tasha, I've got to be dealt with based on my promise and not my prognosis. There are too many people who are trying to deal with you based on a prognosis and not your promise. Hallelujah. I mean, Holy Ghost. Promise means to assure, to have potential. And sometimes we don't understand that promise has potential, and we want actuality sometimes. Hallelujah. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. And sometimes we get weary in the potential because we want to feel it, we want to touch it. But sometimes we're not ready for it, and God is making us ready. God is preparing us. Gerald Coley wrote a song that said, "He is preparing me for something I can't handle right now." Hallelujah. Is that good, Sister Mary? Can I say it one more time? Deal with me according to my promise and not my prognosis. Y'all, I got to leave that thing alone because that thing is blessing my life right now. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give him praise right there. Come on, give him praise right there. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And so then he said, God is preparing me for something I can't handle right now. And don't you get mad because you're not ready, because you want to be ready as soon as God tells it to you. But God is saying, don't be weary in well-doing. In due season, if you faint not. And many people faint in the potential. They faint in the process, and they miss the promise of God because they want to put God on their watch, on their clock, on their alarm, in their timeline. And notice, I got to keep it moving. It says to have potential, to swear, to undertake, to agree. Watch this. You have to undertake the promise. When I say by undertake, it means you put it up under your. When I hear the word undertake, I can see you putting up under your arm, making sure I keep it, I cover it, I cover it, I protect it. You got to protect your promise. I'm gonna say it again. You got to protect your promise. Some people ain't protecting their promise. And you're wondering why, what keeps happening. When I say protect your promise, that means stop being around people who don't honor the promise on your life. Stop talking to people who don't honor the promise on your life. Sometimes you got to learn how to stop sharing your business with people. So many times we're so quick to share our business with people. We're so quick to tell people our story, so quick to tell people what our problem is, and what we have a function is because we're looking for some agreement in a prognosis. And sometimes you need to keep your problems to yourself. Well, I'm talking good to myself. I don't know what y'all doing. We're too busy trying to be identified by a prognosis and by our promise. Make up in your mind, I will not be identified by the prognosis, but I will be identified by the promise. Because my prognosis is not the promise. honor the prospect and honor the promise on your life. And sometimes we're so busy trying to, because that problem is so prevalent in our hearts and our minds, every time we turn around, we're telling somebody about it. Girl, did you hear, girl? Let me tell you what so-and-so did to me. Girl, let me tell you what so-and-so did to me. Boy, let me tell you what so-and-so said. Let me tell you what so-and-so tried. Because we're still angry and we're still upset. And God will teach you, sometimes get your mouth off the prognosis. Stop rehearsing that problem. And put your mouth on the promise.
I'm sorry.
I had something yesterday. Can I testify about myself? I had something very hurtful to happen to me yesterday. And before I knew it, the Lord told me, he said, shut up. And so what I quickly did was I redirected my energy. And before I went to tell somebody what happened and tell somebody how that situation really hurt me, I called my pastor. I said, hey, pastor, how are you? I just need to talk. And when the man of God went right in and said, hey, man of God, don't worry about that. Remember, my God, help me, Holy Ghost, bless you, Jesus. He said, remember, you're the prophet. Woo! Bishop Jeffrey Davis, I love you for that, man of God. He said, remember, you're the prophet. And it blessed me. It blessed me. It blessed me. He said, you did the right thing. He said, remember that you're the prophet. And I was good then. I was okay. I was back on point. Got back in the house, ate me another plate. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because I could not focus on the prognosis that the enemy was trying to give me at that moment. Sometimes you got to stop talking about all the wrong in your life, because that's all you'll talk about. That's all you'll see. That's all your heart remembers. Thank the Lord Jesus. You got to remember that is not the promise. Bless you, Jesus. Now thank the Lord for that. Now thank the Lord for that. You got to remember. Remember, Z. Mary, you're the prophet. Remember, Evangelist Marco, you're the evangelist. You're the prophetess. You're the chosen of God. Remember what God said about you. Remember who God said you are. Remember, hallelujah, that God changed your name. Hallelujah. I said, remember that God changed your name. Your Lord. Stop looking at your life based on what somebody said to you or what somebody did to you. And then allowing yourself. Stop identifying yourself by that. Someone on Blog Talk, if you can hear me, can you mute your phone? Hallelujah. If you're on Blog Talk, can you mute your phone? Thank you, Lord. Marcia, let me keep going. And it means to secure. And promise also, by definition, means an indication of success. Felicia Gills. I just heard the Lord say, hear that definition right there. Hallelujah. It's hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, I don't know what you're dealing with, sweetheart. I love you, cousin. The Lord said to tell you, it's an hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. It's an indication of your success. God help me, Holy Ghost. I don't know what it is you're dealing with. I don't know what's going on. It's been a little while since we talked. But I heard the Lord say, tell Felicia, it's an indication of your success. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and give God praise for Felicia's success. Come on. Come on, do me a favor. Give me some likes and loves. Come on, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Come on, give me some likes. And if you can't like and love, can you clap your hands for Felicia's success? I heard, I'm going to say it again, Felicia. I heard the Lord say it's an indication of your success. If she's, maybe she got off, but somebody write her name in the comments and tag her in it, that God says, your current condition is just an indication of your success. Y'all, I feel the Holy Ghost in my soul. Bless you, Jesus. Felicia, hallelujah. This situation, I don't know what it is, but the Lord said to tell you, hallelujah, it's an indication of your success. My God, if you want to, hallelujah, if you want to grab a hold of that word, situation is just simply an indication of my success. Hallelujah. My God, y'all give me that. I want to give him praise right there. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Bless you, Jesus. It's just an indication of my success. My God, today, bless you, Jesus. It's just an indication of your success. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. My God, my God. Notice that God gives prerequisites for the covenant. You got to get circumcised. Bring them in. And their circumcision is just simply an indication of the cutting of the flesh. My God, if you're going to have what God says for you to have, you got to cut that. You got to kill your flesh. My God, you got to kill what you keep feeding. So many times we're so self-serving. Hallelujah. We're so self-serving. And we're quick to give in to what we want. We're quick to give in to what we desire. And we miss the promise. Hallelujah. We miss the promise of God, my God, because we don't continue to crucify your flesh daily. And we may crucify our flesh on Wednesday, and we crucify our flesh next Thursday, and we crucify our flesh the Tuesday after next. But the Bible says to crucify your flesh daily, because in this flesh dwells no good thing, period. Period. Don't just crucify your flesh when you feel a trial coming on. Or don't crucify your flesh because you pray to ask God for something and you want him to give it to you. You've got to crucify your flesh daily. Daily. D-A-I-L-Y. Daily. It's got to be done daily, Jeffrey. It's got to be done daily, Sylvia. It's got to be done daily, Bobby. It's got to be done daily, Zamari. It's got to be done daily, Antoine. Daily. And God gives them prerequisites. Whether you know it or not, there's a prerequisite to your problem, to your promise, I'm sorry. Matter of fact, there's even a prerequisite. I hear you, Holy Ghost. There's even a prerequisite to your problem. Because my problem didn't just come just to be coming, but my problem came to make me strong, because all things work together for them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Daily, Ishmael was not the one that the promise would come through. And many of us have Ishmaels in our lives. That's our low-hanging fruit. You deal with what's easiest for you. And it was easier for Abraham to sleep with Hagar as opposed to waiting till God allowed Sarah to become pregnant. And we're taking the easy way out. We're taking the part that doesn't challenge us as much. We're taking the part that doesn't require us to crucify our flesh. That's the low-hanging fruit. The low-hanging fruit is not because you think, because it looks good or because it tastes good, because there's no challenge to make you better or no challenge to make you crucify your flesh, nor is there a challenge to make sure that you keep the promise. The truth of the matter is God don't need your help. I'm going to say it again. God don't need your help. I need y'all to share this because I know folks don't like this kind of teaching no more. Share this. He still blessed Ishmael and his seed, but it still wasn't the promise. What are you saying to me, prophet? I'm telling you, just because it looks good and God has blessed it doesn't mean it's your promise. We got too many people taking shortcuts. If you read the Bible, you'll find out that the Amalekites were descendants of Ishmael, and the Amalekites are the same people who came. And God told Saul to kill all of the Amalekites, and Saul did not. You'll find out, same ones that came and took David's family. And sometimes when you rush and you do things in your own way, you'll come up with Amalekite seed. And so here it is, Abraham sleeps with Hagar and comes up with Ishmael. So what do you do when you have to look at the result of your sin in the face every day? Oh, my. You don't like that. Okay. The promise may not come when you think you're ready to receive it. Doesn't matter what you where you are, what you think about yourself, or what you think you're old, or anything like that. Your promise happens when God says it's going to happen. Listen, y'all, I'm almost done. I'm saying to you, in my closing, don't you fall short. Don't you sell yourself short because you feel like you ought to have it by now. As a matter of fact, don't you let other people pressure you into doing something you should not be doing for the sake of that you feel like you should have it by now. Special Lady Golfer. Hey, Crystalline. Don't you sell yourself short trying to hurry up and rush what God said. Can I tell you something? God was making promises before you got here. And when you leave here, he'll still be making and manifesting promises way after you're gone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't push too hard. If you hear this song in the background, it says, I will wait on you, Almighty God. In the beauty of holiness. That's what it says. It says, I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. So, because me waiting on God, hallelujah, is me showing my faith. It's me showing my trust. And sometimes the hardest thing for us to do is to be patient in the beauty of holiness. Because the very minute you step out of God's promise to help him out, you step out of holiness. Don't push it. Don't just grab something just because it's so close. Lord started talking to me about being committed to me. He said, be committed to Antoine for a season. Be committed to Antoine. I said, God, what are you saying? He said, if you learn how to commit to yourself more, then the other things you need to commit to becomes much easier. And sometimes some of us aren't committed to ourselves. I know that's kind of heavy for me to say that you don't like people don't, you know, feel some type of way. But you got to learn how to commit to yourself. Keep your promise to yourself. What do you tell yourself you're going to do for you? You said you're going to save some money. Save it. So you're going to take a vacation. Take that vacation. You said you're going to make sure you get some rest. Get that rest. You said you're going to stop taking on everybody else's problems. Stop taking them on. The song says, Lord, I wait on you. I long to be in your presence. My heart will wait on you. In the beauty of your holiness, draw me nearer. In the beauty of your holiness, the next part simply says, I will wait on you, Almighty God. In the beauty of your holiness. Y'all heard that part. I just, the song is so apropos. I didn't plan on it playing right there. It was right there. But learn how to keep the promise that you made to yourself. You said you were going to start going to the doctor more. Go to the doctor more. You said you were going to lose that weight. Lose that weight. You said you were going to eat better. Eat better. Keep your promise to yourself. Work on that. And many times I found out If you learn how to keep the promise to yourself, you'll see what God's been going through with you too. Oh, man. Some of you trying to figure out how come God hasn't worked through the promise. Yet. Look, try to keep your promise to you and see how that works. See how that goes. And see how that functions. But don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare sell yourself short at all. Don't you hang for that low-hanging fruit. If it ain't what God promised you, leave it alone. If it ain't what God said, leave it alone. You make sure you tell everybody from here on out, you got to deal with me according to my promise and not my prognosis. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Listen, there's information at the bottom. If you desire to sow, if the Lord leaves it on your heart, the cash app is right on the bottom of the screen. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, for your word on tonight. Learn how to keep your promise to yourself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word that you released on this program. You released in our spirit. You released in the atmosphere. For God, we know that you are able to teach us how to keep our promise to you, that everywhere we go, we got to take your promise with us. So the lines are open for any and everyone that would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight. You can unmute your phones at this time so the man of God can hear what you have to say to him about being blessed on tonight. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Such an awesome word to keep our focus on our promise. Like the man of God said, so many times things can happen that will cause you to concentrate on those things, whether it was something said on the phone, something text, something said to your face, or something you overheard. And if you don't keep your eye on the promise, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Apostle-elect. Is there anyone else would have words on tonight? Okay, with that being said, we want to say thank you to everyone that watched on Facebook and listened on Blog Talk. I was truly blessed by the man of God tonight with what God had put in his heart to share with us, and it is and was a mighty powerful word. Just stay focused. Stay focused on what God is doing with and for you. And remember, this program, you can go back and look at it and listen to it in the archives in about an hour on Blog Talk, but you can go back and look at it on Facebook at any time. We want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for joining in with us the day after Thanksgiving. We also want to say don't forget to support this ministry. We are here every Sunday, Monday, and Friday nights. On Sundays, we are here at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We're also here on Monday nights. Every Monday, we have a different minister on Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. This Monday is our fifth Monday, and our speaker will be our very own Minister Lawrence Seabury. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please tune in and share. On Fridays, the first and third Friday of every month, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be the speaker. And on the second and fourth Friday, Prophet Antoine Thomas will be the speaker. On the second and fourth Friday, I'm sorry for saying Sunday, will be the speaker for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk Radio at the same time. with Facebook. On a fifth Friday, it will be myself and or Prophet Antoine Thomas sharing, or either one of us will go have the service on that fifth Friday. We will love for you all to keep supporting this ministry. We would love for you all to share when you see our postings on Facebook concerning Blog Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, as well as when we're just on Facebook spreading the word of God. I want to say again, God is good. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. On tonight, the scripture was from Genesis chapter 17, 1 through 9, then verses 15 through 21, dealing with low-level fruit. Please change your appetite. As the man of God said, change your aura. Change what you are attracted to and ask God to change what's attracted to you. So with that being said, I'll ask the man of God to pray for us, and we're going to end the service on tonight, and everybody enjoy themselves. And we love you with the love of the Lord. It's in your hands, Prophet.
Father, we just thank you and we give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. As we strive to be better and we strive to be more like you, Father, give us the appetite that you desire. Teach us to love what you love and to hate what you hate, that we can be more like you. We want to be epistles read of all men, and we want to be like you in every way. Forgive us if we've cut corners. Forgive us if we've slacked off. Forgive us if we've procrastinated in any way that was displeasing to you, Father. You are our God and our King. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Wash us clean, and we shall be clean. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I forgot to remind you all. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, everyone.